Hello?
Yes. Hi. May I speak with Chandler?
You're speaking with him.
Hi, Chandler. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash Company. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Yeah, Mr. Chandler, if you remember, we spoke like 3 months ago, like back in November, and regarding Google first page listings, and we have that spot available again. That's why we called after 3 months. This time, that's why we're calling today. And how is it going with your business, sir? If I may ask, is it still like the same area for A1 Painting?
Yeah, man,
Anything more?
everything's going good. I do have a marketing agency that I'm currently working with. They're taking care of all the like local service, Google Ads, stuff like that. So things have been going pretty well.
Oh yeah, actually, from the last time you spoke with our pricing director, Chris, I'm not sure if you remember that, like November 19th. Yeah, you said that you have that going on, and if you remember, no one is doing your SEO. Does that sound right? Or
The marketing company that I swapped to is supposed to be working on a new website, and they're building out the SEO for that.
oh, you already have one for SEO. Okay. This time,
Yes, sir.
actually, that's what we want to offer you now, at least, because you said that there's another company, so a marketing company, most probably it's like a marketing company like us, but we're
Yeah,
Local
but
Splash,
if
if you remember.
something changes, yeah, I remember speaking with you. If something changes in, the next few weeks and they're not able to get the results that I'm expecting with the SEO stuff, I'll definitely give you a call back, man.
Okay. May I ask maybe just one question of Chandler, if you don't mind. Like, how much did you pay for those or for that other for SEO,
Sure. Yeah. It's $1,200 a month, but that includes Facebook ads or Meta ads, rather Google ads, and all the optimization, scheduling of appointments, and then SEO and a website was built into the package when we initially signed the contract.
Oh, okay. It's a contract. Like, are you, or is it like a month-to-month thing?
It's a 3 month contract, so we do quarterly contracts.
Quarterly contracts. I see.
Yep.
Actually, the first quarter ends this month, you said? Am I correct?
I'm not, honestly, I'm not 100% sure when I initiated the contract, but it would be 4 months from that, or 3 months, excuse me. 3 months from the initiation, which I believe was in December, some day in December.
Sunday in December. I see.
Yep.
Okay, because the thing with our
So
company
we'd be
too is
looking
that.
at
Sorry, go ahead.
around March, mid-March, I would say that the next contract signing would take place.
Oh, I see.
So
I understand.
if
I'll
something
take
changes between now and then, obviously in March, I probably won't go back with them, and we can revisit this. So if you want to schedule a day to give me a call in March, I'd be open to get you on my calendar.
Oh, sure. I'll take note here. Maybe my March one, we'll schedule a call back at least. And one more thing here. Actually, Chandler, if it's okay with you, maybe just one last question. I know you're a busy man. So how about if you maybe listen to the details that we have now? Because if you're paying $1,200, that's.
Yeah, but the only unfortunate part is that that contract, I signed a contract, so I can't. Even if I listen to you, it'd just be a waste of your time, because in 3 months from now, I'm going to forget about it, and you're going to have to re-pitch me again.
Oh, sure. I
Does that make
understand.
sense? Like, I mean, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate my time, and I don't want to waste either of our times. And I feel like at this point, with the contract that I have in place, there's obviously, I'm not going to go out and sign another contract, or even if you guys don't have another contract, and pay you guys to do something that I'm already paid the other guys to do. Because I paid the quarter up front. Yes, paid the entire quarter up front. So even if I got out of the contract, I'd lose out on, whatever, $2,400. So I think it would just be a waste of both of our times if you pitched me now, because I'm going to have you pitch me again in March, because I'm going to forget everything you tell me.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, so Chandler, what's the best time maybe to call you back just in case? I'd like to take like March 1, 2?
Yeah, we can just plan for, let me check March 1, see what I got going on.
March 1?
Yeah, March 1's a Sunday, so let's do March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Sure.
Okay, sure. I'll just take
that
here.
Look forward to hearing back from you then, buddy. And any time on the 3rd, any time after 8 is fine.
After 8. Okay.
Yep. 8 a.m. Central time.
8 a.m. Central. Okay. Well, yes, thanks so much for your time, Chandler. And I'll have that. I take note of it. And have a great day, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Take care. Bye.